What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Thursday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show. This morning is Jace. All right, our sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, Angler U, Bronze Roofing, the Belleville Meat Market, and Boyd's One Stop. All right, weather, 85 down on the island this morning. Galveston's pretty balmy, but today we're looking at partly to mostly cloudy skies. High of 91, winds southwest 10 to 20, and then for tonight, mainly clear with a low of 82, southwest winds 10 to 15, and then for tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, stray shower or thunderstorm is possible with a high around 90, southwest winds 10 to 20. So looking for rain. We need rain. Anyway, they claim it's coming. We'll take it whenever it gets here. All right, looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions, and we have a low that occurred at 2:11 a.m. It was an 0.8, then we have a high coming up at 8:57 a.m., a 1.1, and then a low at 4:57 p.m., an 0.2, and sunrise this morning, 6:39 a.m., sunset, 8:12 p.m. Our moon phase right now is 33%, and looking at current conditions, the buoy offshore is showing a south-southwest wind at 16 to 18. Air temperature is 85, water temp 87. In Eagle Point, we're showing a south-southwest wind at 13 to 15 with 89.6 degree water. Kind of bombing. Looking at Morgan's Point, it's 83 degrees up there in the north end with 88.5 degree water with a south wind at 6 to 10 miles per hour. So there you have it. All right, real quick, on the starboard, leaderboard update, CCA Star Tournament. All right, Texas Ford Dealers Red Tag Division, same two tags weighed in by Gary Mershon and Nate Appella. That's hanging in there. We need several more of those caught before it's over with. Blue Tag Division, that's the transport boat Mercury Coastline package. Steve Isaacs of Lake Jackson, Mitchell Mays of Georgetown, Robbie Pratt of Spring, Brian Cook of Dripping Springs, and Alfred Williams in Bay City. That's your five blue tags. And on the inshore division, let's see here. Sheephead still leading. Eric Harper with a 9-pound, 10-ounce sheephead. Gaff Top, Sheree Andrada with a 6-pound, 14-ounce. That's going to be a tough one to beat. And Jason Smith of Sour Lake, a 15-pound, 10-ounce black drum. Those are the leaders in that. And then the Hall Power Offshore Division, Kingfish, is still being led by Leslie Maven of Grosbeck, a 51-pound, 4-ounce Kingfish. Dorado, still the same. Cameron Huebner, 37 pounds, 3 ounces. But, boy, what a big difference on Ling and Cobia. Danielle Grunewald has led the whole tournament till we just had weighed in a 93-pound, 5-ounce Ling by Cody Milton of Corpus Christi. He weighed that in at Fisherman's Wharf. 93.5, that's the Ling to beat right there. That's probably going to hold if I was a betting man. Red Snapper still hanging in there. Joseph Hansen with a 25-pound, 8-ounce Red Snapper. So that's where we're at on the starboard. All right, let's go over to Sabine Lake and check in with Captain Bill Watkins this morning, see what he's up to. Good morning, Bill.
That's a whopper of a ling.
That's a good one. That's a giant.
I've never even seen one that big. I saw a lot of big ones. No, that's out there.
That's a monster.
That will probably hold.
If I was a betting man, I'd have to say, yeah, I would definitely bet on that one.
Yes, sir.
That's a big one.
Well, so everything's hanging out over here. We caught really good on Sunday. We did real well. Matter of fact, we were off the water by about 11:30, just as it was getting really hot.
Perfect time to get off the water, my books. I've had enough of this heat.
Yeah.
Man, the older I get, the more I hate this. I used to love summer. I'll never say that again. I love it till about noon, and then after that, it's time to hibernate, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just about time to get off the water at noon.
Yeah.
If you stretch it over to there, that's brutal after that. And, of course, I had to stand out in the sun to clean those fish.
Right.
30 of them. 30 trout and a flounder. That's,
lucky you.
Yeah, lucky me. On a Sunday, you're not going to get a spot under the bridge. You know, everybody parks over there. And
likely not.
Not likely not, no. So, stood out there in the sun, but there was a little breeze and a little bit of cloud cover, so wasn't all that bad. But I'll tell you what, you don't have to do that many fish. Of course, you could go to the Texas side and catch 9.
Get you 9 piece, there you go.
Yeah.
3 people, get you 9 piece of trout and be done with it.
Yeah, I'm not wired that way. I have to do what Romans do, you know. Being in Louisiana, you gotta play their game. Besides, after paying them $2,000 a year to fish their side, I'm going to get all of it I can get.
Get it
Doesn't
all.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, it's...
Kill them all. Let God sort them out.
Well, you know, I'm as conservation-minded as the next guy, but, you know, the better fishing area is on the Louisiana side anyway. So... just got, you know, I ask people how in the world they even play the game, and the answers I get are, you know, how do you not buy that license? How do you get away with that?
Mm-hmm.
And of course they all poach, you know.
Yeah.
Slip over there, and somehow I think that they're of the mind that as long as they launch on the Texas side and keep Texas-sized fish, that they'll be okay.
Yeah.
Well, all it takes is a game warden showing up one time, and they're all
going to be inside. That's what's so aggravating. You know, you have to buy that $2,000 license.
And yeah.
Now, if you're just a regular sport fisherman with a regular Texas fishing license and you're not a charter guide or any of that, you can go there and catch your Texas limit or fish wherever you want to and not be in violation. Yeah. But if you're a guide and you cross that imaginary line, you're in violation. Doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense at all. But
they'll address that. Texas and Louisiana need to come to. You know, they need to have a come to Jesus meeting over that. You know, imaginary
sure
line
do.
And all this limits for this and that. Just make the lake the same for anybody that fishes that body of water. Just make it the same.
Just do it. Just to make an agreement and get there.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a perfect situation anyway.
It's pretty much that way on Toledo Bend, huh?
Yeah.
They don't have all that
agreement up there.
Yeah. Why couldn't they do it for Sabine? All it takes is a phone call, I bet.
As long as you don't step on the dock on the Louisiana side or step out on the bank.
Right.
You can fish anywhere you want to.
Encroach any of their points, like, 2 points leading into a bayou, you can't encroach that. You have to stay out.
Oh, yeah, that's
away
the silliest
from that
thing. That's perverted. Yeah, and some of those bios, you're not real sure exactly where that line is.
Where the line is if you're inside of it in Louisiana waters or whatever.
Yeah.
That's,
Yeah, some of it is, 70 yards extended on one point,
right.
So you don't really know where you are anyway. It's really stupid.
Childish.
Yep, it is childish.
It is.
They can't get together and do stuff, but I know the rules, and unfortunately a lot of people don't. There's all kinds of ideas out there about how they do limits on Sabine Lake. It's freestyle.
Yeah.
Until you run into the warden.
Right.
Then it's
he's
not
got the final say on
anymore.
That one, bud. The man.
Yes, sir.
It's his call.
Ticket book comes out and they start writing. But the Louisiana wardens
the judge
are
next.
Yeah. As a rule, the Louisiana wardens are a little bit more friendly than the Texas wardens. I've never had a bad contact with them ever.
Never over the years. They were always super, nice to you. And I have to vouch for that because I've been checked several times when I used to fish over there a lot, and they were always above board and very professional.
Yep, they are. And some of the Texas wardens make you feel like you're a drug dealer all the time.
Yeah.
They're even more professional.
Like that video going around, that game warden, is there anything on this boat that doesn't need to be? And the fisherman looked at him and said, yeah, you. Get off my boat. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, that is good. But, the Louisiana wardens are real, real professional. And I got checked by the Coast Guard the other day.
Yeah.
And within a week, I got checked twice. Well, they asked me for my Coast Guard license for the first time ever in 26 years. They said, are you running a guide trip? I said, yes, sir. He said, let me see your Coast Guard license. I'll keep it in the boat.
Yeah.
And there you have it. I thought, wow, I get to show this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of proud of it myself.
Finally get to pull it out on them, yeah.
Yeah, I did. And they checked me twice within a week. And they're not supposed to do that. I said, hey, I've got a yellow ticket right here.
Yeah.
They checked me last week. And he said, well, we're going to check you again. I thought, wow. What did I do to rate that?
Yeah.
Usually you got 6 months on that piece of paper, you know. But they even went further into it. And they, of course, they asked if you got weapons aboard and all this kind of stuff. I don't carry a gun on the boat. Probably should, but I don't anymore. It's you know.
This day and age, if you've got one, I would recommend carrying it.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy out there.
It's pretty nuts.
It is pretty nuts.
Let me take care of this break right quick, and I'll come back at you, Bill. Hang on a second. All right. Well, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They have a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery, and there's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item or can't wait on long deliveries, their sales team, with over 100 years of combined experience, they're here to support you from start to finish, whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales@alliedinc.com. That's 281-332-6224.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 4:18 here in the Bayou City. All right, Bill, we are back, my friend.
Barracuda.
Barracuda.
I've known a few of those, including my ex-wife.
I had a message, a text from a listener. Said, ask Bill if they checked his medical card and drug consortium card.
No, they did not.
Yeah.
And that's, but they did look through my booklet, and that was in there.
Right.
So they might have, they kept it for about 5 minutes. So they might have looked over all of that and just didn't say anything about it. But yeah, that's a good possibility that they did.
Probably radioed in and made sure there was no wants and warrants on you too.
Oh, of course. You know, I mean, it was a pretty thorough check.
Hang on, Mr. Watkins. We're going to do an FBI scan on you real quick. Oh,
yeah, I mean, they weren't all that friendly, but finally they loosened up after everything started looking good.
Yeah.
They loosened up and started talking to us fishing and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it wasn't a bad thing. And they got that big old safe boat sitting there, you know, with all them hydraulic seats and all that good stuff. And of course, you know, that safe boat's got a soft side on it, so mm-hmm. they didn't bang up in my...
They don't beat your boat up bouncing off of it.
No, that was a nice touch. You know, what you need is a game board and a
50 cal mounted on the front of it?
No, they didn't, but I'm sure it was in the boat somewhere.
Yeah.
They used to pull up on us with the, you know, a guy in a helmet with a flak jacket on and the gun right up there on the bow, and he was on the gun.
Oh, yeah.
And I've had women in the boat that were terrified of that. They said, he's got a gun. Is he going to shoot us?
Well, the federal government, he's supposed to. He is the Coast Guard. That's what they do, is protect us and guard the coastlines. In the oceans.
But the LNG ships that come in there, they're guarded by the Jefferson County Police Department, Sheriff's Department. So the Coast Guard doesn't actually escort the ships in. The Sheriff's Department does that. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I was running up the channel one time up my way. Boy, you wanted to see law enforcement prevalence. Just run up above 146 up our ship channel, and you'll see it, buddy. And I was running. I was between the Fred Hartman Bridge and just before you get to San Jacinto Bay there by Exxon, and there was a big ship going in, and there was three of those Coast Guard vessels. You know, they had their blue lights on, so naturally I moved over to the other side of the channel and stopped and was idling. And I didn't want to pass them. And I said, man, this, you know, they're escorting the ship. I better stay back. Well, one of their boats ran over to me, and they asked me what I was doing. I said, well, I'm going up to a little bay up here about 5 miles and fish it. And they said, Captain, put your hammer down all the way and don't let off and stay on this side of the channel and run. Just run on by. We're escorting the ship. And they were real nice about it.
Yeah, but they're also ready.
Yeah, what if I would have what if I'd have run close to that ship and run by those boats with their blue lights on? I'd probably got blown out of the water.
I think, yeah, that might have been a dangerous situation.
That would have not been a good thing. Hey, when in doubt, shut it down and collect your thoughts. Think about it. What's going on here? Analyze the situation somewhat, you know?
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, that's... And I was circled by a little bird, two of them, little black little birds.
Mm-hmm.
They're helicopters. They circled us, and they were accompanying a pilot boat in the channel.
Right.
He had just left the LNG ships at the Chenier, and they were following him on both sides of that pilot boat. And then one of them come over and circle me. And I was sitting at anchor. I was spotlocked fishing a reef. And that guy, he come around me very low, and he had camo and a black helmet on.
Yeah.
Definitely military of some kind. And they were well armed.
Well, all the shipping lanes, you know, as busy as our port is, and y'all are getting the same way over there, there's got to be a lot of enforcement.
Yeah, they landed at the pilot station on the Texas side.
Mm-hmm.
They escorted that pilot boat over there, and one of them landed out behind some buildings. And the other one took on off to the west after he circled and looked me over. Those guys, that was kind of a scary situation.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know what they were looking for. You know, drug interdiction or something. Who knows?
Yeah, terror threat, drugs, whatever.
You know? Yeah, ain't no telling. If they don't There's talk not. To me. They don't say anything to me. They just look at me. And I could tell that, you know, through that helmet he had, he could have blown me out of the water at any particular time.
Oh, without a doubt. That's
yeah.
You're done. You're toast.
Yeah. So I waved at him. Oh, man. But anyway, you know, and that kind
nicely.
Of stuff happens. Yeah, wave nicely. Yeah. Yeah, that's absolutely right. You don't want to fool with those guys. They're just doing their job. And their job sometimes is very tricky. So I'm almost out of their way.
Yes.
But as far as the fishing goes over here, there's still fish on shallow shell. But up in the day, they seem to move off into the 10 to 12 foot water right now.
Mm-hmm.
When the sun gets hot, they're down there over that mud live oyster shell bottom. And we were able to catch fish early, you know, right there, pretty shallow, 6 feet, 3 feet, 4 feet. And then as morning wore on, we were dropping on off into the deeper stuff, 10 foot to 12. And it doesn't matter what color of white you throw. It's still a good color. But the channel is starting to turn a little bit green, just
right.
A little. And the water's clearing up.
Shaping up, baby.
Yeah, you can get 2 to 3 foot visibility in some place.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So it's really good right now. And, you know, a lot of people quit fishing when August comes.
August is a good month, man. It's fixing to be.
You can catch them every day. Yeah.
Still catch them every day. Just, you know, do what you're doing early. Fish, you know, shallow and back off as it heats up. But this time of year, all those big open water schools of reds will start schooling on the surface. And, man, it sure makes it fun.
Yeah, I hadn't found that yet.
It's coming.
But it's coming, I know.
It's coming. You know, I had a listener, his name's Tom. He sent me a text with a photo yesterday. 60 miles offshore and caught a guff trout. 60 miles out. Can you believe that?
No. That's usually, that's not guff trout territory, but hey, I hope it was a good one because he was running with the big dogs.
Well,
I don't know. We still have a shark presence over here.
Yes. It's big shark season on the beachfront, too. This one, those shark fishermen catch some really big tigers and hammerheads and all that, too. So.
Yes, they do.
Let's roll. All right, Bill. Well, hey, man, somebody wants to come over and hang out with you, catch some fish, and learn a little about Sabine Lake. How can they get in touch with you, man?
Just call 409-673-9211.
All right,
that'll get you there. Or check out my website.
Have a good day. Stay cool if that's possible.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, man. Thanks. See you now. All right, that's Captain Bill Watkins over at Sabine Lake. Well, you know, AnglerU is committed to steadily expanding their library of videos. They cover every topic under the sun when it comes to fishing. They have weekly fishing reports from up and down the coast by the best guides and tournament anglers. They have decades of experience, and they're steadily expanding their library of videos to cover all topics, and that's archived. That way you can see patterns over time. Educational videos with instructional topics covering all aspects of saltwater fishing for speckled trout, redfish, flounder, tarpon. Whether you're boat fishing, wade fishing, or kayaking, go to AnglerU.com. You can become a member today and receive great discounts from partner retailers like Fishing Tackle Unlimited, Anglers Anonymous, and Waterloo Rods. This will save you a ton of money. Go to AnglerU.com. That's AnglerU.com and improve your fishing skills. It's a game changer.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, 433 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run up to Lake Conroe's, check in with a fish dude this morning. Hey, Richard, what's up?
Not a lot, Mickey. What are you doing this morning?
Oh, man, just hanging out here, man.
I hear you. Got a little freeze this morning. That's a good thing. I like that.
Yeah, that's nice. Good for you. Boy, it gets hot in them old woods up there, man.
I promise you, there ain't no doubt
about that.
Smothering
hot.
Yes, sir. I went over to Lake Charles in Venice for a few days fishing over there. Man,
I thought I saw a picture on Facebook, and you were in the very back of the boat. I said, that's got to be Richard back there. And I think they were gaffing a tuna or something. I said, I wonder if that is.
Yeah. We're sword fishing them dang deep crystals. Those suckers are way down yonder. So it's, I'll tell you what, it's something else. But that's all right. It's all good. I had a good time. There ain't no doubt. We had, on them swords, we got three of them, had three bites, got three fish. Them dang things, man, they hang out there about 1,200 feet deep. So you cranking on a reel.
Oh, those are shallow. Sharky caught one the other day. It was in 2,000 feet of water.
Ooh-wee, son. I hope he had electric reel, but, man, I ain't cranking on that deep hurts. That'll wear you out.
Yeah, it will. That's old. That's deep.
I guarantee you. But it's, you know, what's funny is the way them goofy rascals bite. I mean, you'll sit there and watch that rod, and you'll think, okay, they're going to knock the fire out of it. No, it barely moves that dang rod tip, and it's like, you got to be kidding me. But, you know, it's the first time I've ever got one up. You know, we did it a few years ago and had one hook up, got him about 20 feet from the boat, and he decided he wanted to let go.
Right.
So that's usually what ends up happening more than anything. You get them rascals up, and they come off. But we got three for three, so I can't complain.
No, it's not bad. Three for three. That's pretty solid, man. Did y'all catch anything else? Y'all catch any tuna? Or?
No, we ended up catching a limit of snapper and stuff like that. So we had, what is it? I think it's 24 snapper, 26 of us. So it did that. And, man, dang, we were done with snapper by like 8:30 in the morning. So
right,
it was a quick limit, you know, because they wasn't that far out anyway. And, yeah, that's the thing about over in Venice. Then we, you know, over at Calcasieu, we end up trout fishing and stuff like that. So trout wasn't doing very good, but we end up, you know, oh goodness, we probably caught 50 or 60 of them, a whole lot of shorts. Didn't keep but maybe 15 of the legal ones. So, and, you know, it's all right. Let's just get out there and have a good time. But man, I'll tell you what. Over Calcasieu, that thing was slick. I mean, it was.
It gets hot over there, too, man.
Oh, my goodness. You could see the heat coming off the water. It was so bad. But,
yeah.
Oh, well. I mean, still puts you out there. That's the main thing. And out there, you know, that's like on the swords. We didn't go out of the Mississippi. We probably ended up going about 15 miles out. And that wasn't too bad out there. And that's the thing about Venice. You're so close to that deep, deep water.
It's
unreal. I mean, but I like going over there. It ain't no doubt about that. It's been probably 10 years since I've been to Venice, but that's all
right.
Like I say, every time is different. I want to do some tuna fishing, but that didn't happen. It ain't no big deal. And so the rest of this week, I'm over here on Conroe. Sunday, I'm headed out going to, or maybe it's Monday morning, I'm going to go over to Goleta Creek for a week, come back, and then I'm going to where am I going after that? I'm going tuna fishing. Cocodrie. Yeah, I'm going to go tuna fishing in Cocodrie. So,
okay.
So that'll be next 3 weeks. That's kind of my vacation
man.
Time.
You're making up for lost time.
I guarantee you, them doctors told me I couldn't get on the water for 3 weeks. It's like, you got to make up for that because that's not right. When I can't get on the water, I got to go. Ain't no doubt about it. But it's all good. Then after I get back from, I guess when I get back from Cocodrie, I got to sell my dang bass boat because I got that other one on the way. So it'll be here middle of August, and so I got to get the other one ready to go and pull my wrap off of it and all that good stuff, and then get her cleaned up good, get all the tackle out of it, and then reload another boat. So it's one of them things. Get
back
into my bigger
boat. That's a big deal, switching boats, man.
Man, I'll tell you what it is, because you know, everything's reorganized different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, you figure it all out. And I'm going to try my best to cut down on tackle. That's hard to do in that bass boat. I mean, good night. Every time somebody gets in it, they say, well, we need any tackle. No, you're basically in a floating Bass Pro Shops right here. So it's got everything exactly. Under the sun in it. I mean, that's the thing about them bass boats. That you carry everything because just in case, you know. I mean, I got to digging through some of that tackle the other day, and I got some horsehair underspin jigs that I was, you know, I'm talking about 2.5, 3 ounce underspin jigs. Mm-hmm. That I was throwing at Rayburn years ago over some of them brush piles over there. Because, you know, some of the fish hadn't seen stuff like that. So he chunked big things out there like that. I had that big old 6-inch shadalicious that hang off the back of it. Man, them rascals would eat that thing up. You just chunk it over some of them brush piles and just wind it across there. And it's, you know, like I say, it's something different, you know. And that's one thing I noticed about Conroe versus Rayburn. Conroe fish don't like those big baits as much, but they'll eat them up every once in a while. But you go to Rayburn, I mean, you can chuck a bait almost as long as your arm, and them sunguns will eat it. I mean, it's crazy the differences between the lakes and how they mm-hmm. do certain things. But you know, it's because we used to take those big giant topwater baits over there to Rayburn and check them out and see what they would do, like the big wood choppers and stuff like that. And you just take all kinds of big baits over there, and you catch fish. You come over here and try it, and you can't even get them to look at it. It's like you got to be kidding. But I mean, it is what it is, you know. And that's why you try so many different things and try to adjust, adapt, and to just get it all right. And once you get it right, it's a blast. But till then, it's like, okay, what am I doing wrong? What I need to change? And that's. You know, that's one thing that about the bass fishing stuff. It kind of keeps you on your toes and makes you adjust quicker on the fly. That way, no matter what you're doing, whether you're hybrid fishing, cat fishing, crappie fishing, whatever, it doesn't matter. It makes it where, okay, what am I doing wrong? I need to change something, or do I need to keep it like it is? You know, and as long as you keep it going instead of just falling in the same old rut and doing the same old thing, you'll come out all right. You end up catching some fish. But when you kind of stick with the same old thing, you know, I used to go into them tournaments sometimes, and I'd tell myself, okay, I'm going to catch them on this. Don't ever do that. I mean, that's one of the things. You've already limited yourself to one thing whenever you do that. You just go out there and just keep an open mind and say, okay, I'm gonna check these particular baits. Once I find the one that they're eating, then I'm gonna hone down and figure it out, and then I'll fish that particular bait. But at that, I mean, there's on Conroe, for example, I was fishing tournament years ago, and it was just basically a brush pile rotation. You go from one brush pile to the next to the next to the next to the next. You may hit 30 or 40 brush piles, but it started off the morning. I said, all right, we're going to go up here and hit this brush pile. They've been doing pretty good on it. Hit it, nothing. Keep going throughout the day. And then all of a sudden you go back to that first one you were at, and boom, you nail everything. I mean, you catch, mm-hmm. catch all you need and then some. So it's just a matter of getting those fish to fire when you show up. And you know, some days it's a day at time of day thing. Other days it's just no rhyme or reason why they're there, when they're there, or when they start biting. But you know, you just kind of, you know, like bass fishing, for example, right now, if I was going to bass fish right at daylight, I'd be up against some rocks or something early, because those fish will be chasing any kind of bait that's up there against those rocks and those little crevices and things. And, you know, maybe topwater square bill, even a spinner bait, you know, this, kind of the wrong time of year for a spinnerbait because it's typically a springtime thing, but they'll hit them, you know, and things like that. And then, you know, like a popar has been working great for me early anyway, so it's working great in that grass too. But then after the sun gets up, start bearing down and stuff like the grass and things like that, flipping a big jig and just, you know, just bumping along, trying to knock one on the head, and hopefully he'll knock the fire out of it, and you jerk him right up in the boat. And then later, you know, later on, if that grass still ain't working, move out to some offshore structure, find you some ridges, find you some brush piles, things like that, and either drag a Carolina rig across there or chunk a crankbait across it. Because crankbait, That's years ago. I used to tell people all the time, there's only, for bass fishing on Lake Conroe, you need two things, a crankbait and a Carolina rig. If they're not hitting one, they're going to hit the other. I mean, it's just the way it is. There's days when them rascals want that Carolina rig just dragging in their face. There's other days where they want all your baits moving. So, you can get away with using those two particular baits, but when you get on a brush pile or something, throw you a big old 12-inch worm out there with a half-ounce weight on it and drag it through them dang brush piles. Because it's, warmer months, they like those bigger baits like that. So, you can get away with a lot more in the warm months, chunking them big worms like that. And I catch some good fish doing that. It's just the biggest thing I found is, if you're using monofilament or something like that, and you're making a long cast with that Texas rig, you got to lean into them. I mean, you got so much stretch in that dang line, it's unreal. So, if you're making a 20-yard cast and you drag it through a brush pile and he thumps it, that line's going to stretch out. So you got to lean on it pretty good. But if you throw some braid out there, I mean, they'll hit that rascal pretty good, and you got a lot less stretch in your line, so you don't have to lean on them quite as hard. I still put a lot of pressure on them though whenever I'm trying to jerk on them, and sometimes it'll be a real subtle bite. Other times they'll just knock the fire out of it. I mean, it gets your attention, and it's like over at Calcasieu. I was fishing with Gros Savant over there, and I always like asking them about their bass pond. They got that bass pond over there. That thing's been on TV so much, it's unreal. And that, the first time I went into that little thing, we had 178 bass in 4 hours. And I'm talking about three to six pound bass. And them sungas, I actually took my wife over there a few years ago because I thought, I said, these fish over here, anybody can catch them. You can be blind and catch these fish because they would get tough. Like
fish in a barrel, like, baby.
I'm telling you, you'd throw that bait out there, and like I saw on a chatterbait, and I'd chunk it out, let it hit the bottom, and it's got like ledges in there, it'd be 3 foot on top, and it'd drop off in a 10. I mean, I'm talking about a sheer 10-foot drop off. And I'd drag it, throw it up there on that 3 foot, and you kind of hop it along, kind of like you're working a jig, let it fall off that deep edge, and as it's falling, your rod would be at, say 11 o'clock or 1 o'clock, whatever. And when a fish would hit it, it would knock it down to 3 o'clock or 9 o'clock, right?
Yeah, it'd load up big time, man.
Oh, my gosh. It was crazy. They would jerk it down a good foot. So, every time, all you had to do was jerk back, and you'd get them. So, it's a blast. So, I love fishing too dang much. I like going here, there, and everywhere. It don't matter.
Right.
I'm catching fish. So, it's all good. There ain't no doubt about that. But back on Conroe today, let's see if them hybrids will still play. It's getting kind of late in the year, but they're getting there. That's right. One of the things. They're gonna shut down on me. Right now, I'm sitting out here. The water temperature's 89.5, and this is in the middle of the lake. So, that water temperature's getting on up. These sunguns are gonna. I mean, there ain't no doubt. It's just any day they're gonna shut down. So.
Well, I harass them till they quit. Stay with them, man. You've been on them.
I ain't no doubt. I'm going to lean on them as hard as I can lean on them anyway.
Keep tickling them.
Yes, sir, buddy.
Well, Richard, give them some info. Somebody wants to get with you and come up to Conroe.
All right, Mickey, anyone can get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage. FishDudeGX.com.
All right, buddy. Richard, have a good day. Stay warm.
Yes, sir. Y'all have fun.
All right, man. Later. Bye. All right. That's a fish dude up on Conroe. Now let's slide down to Matagorda and check in with Captain Charlie Paradosky. Charlie P., good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm good, bro. I'm good.
Yep. A little warm over here.
It's getting like that.
Man. You bitch about the wind, and then when it's gone, you got something else to bitch about, so whatever.
Well, that's true. Fishermen are never happy.
No.
Unless they're catching them.
Yeah. You know, that bite over here, Mickey, is not early. It's like 10 to 2 in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
I haven't been to the surf, but the last 2 days, the guys that sit it out and wait for it to calm down, get out there, and, you know, they got it pretty easy. In the morning, it's blowing. Too rough to get out there.
Yeah, it's a little puffy this morning.
Yeah, I already felt that. It is. So.
And it's your favorite wind, southwest.
Yeah. So back to the bay for me today. I think Bink had somebody overheat on him yesterday. I had to bring him in and get somebody to come look at him. So
that's
not good. I don't know whether it was the heat or alcohol or what, but anyway.
Well, it don't even have to be alcohol at the time, just the night before. If you have too much alcohol the night before and then go out in that heat, you're asking for it, especially if you're up in years, you know, age class.
Yeah, in overtime. Especially if you're in overtime, you know. Now
fourth quarter guys.
Right. Overtime. Some of us are in overtime. So.
Yeah.
Yep. Those Astros had a good day yesterday, didn't they? 9-1.
Yeah, they did. They sure did. Yeah, the bats woke up the last 2 days. That's just something how those bats go to sleep for a few games and then all of a sudden wake back up.
Yeah.
That's baseball. I think we picked us up a third baseman, Urias, from Baltimore. That just tells you, you know, Paredes is done for the year. He's gone. Well, I'm already missing him. But, you know, Dubon is doing a good job. That guy can play anywhere. I really like Doobie.
He should be playing every day somewhere for somebody. He's a good ball player.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He's fast. He's real savvy. And he's good at any position. And his bats, the more bats he gets, the better he plays.
Yeah. Who did they pick up for third base?
Urias from Baltimore. Urias. From the Orioles.
Yeah. I know they were trying to get Correa back. I didn't.
Well, that was a rumor. Correa just, you know, popped off and said, hey, you know, I'd my no trade clause, I'd break it to go back to the Astros. But I guess we didn't want him. We already got a good shortstop. He had his chance. Or we had our chance. We either pay him the money or let him go. Him and Springer, all of them. Get out of here. Tucker. Bregman, and we're still winning.
There you go. Yeah, and that Altuve is just something else, isn't he?
He's something else, man. He's he's a package.
Yep. How'd you like to have three or four like that on the same team?
Oh, gosh.
Be like the old Cincinnati Reds.
The big red machine. Remember those days? That was good baseball.
Hell yeah.
And them pitchers, the nasty boys, Rob Dibble and Norm Charlton and them. Oh, man.
They had it all. They had it all, man. So, anyway, back to the fishing. We'll see if we can get on them a day. Fight this heat again.
Well, what's been your method of fishing? To catch them?
Well, a little bit of everything, except croakers. I don't croaker fish. But
no.
It depends on the people that I have, Mickey. You know, I've been lucky enough to have some waders lately, and the color doesn't make any difference. It's just a matter of being where they're at when they start eating. But
right.
It's hard for me to catch them in the same damn place 2 days in a row. I'm always hunting. I'm one day on a mid bay reef, one day on the north shoreline with this southwest wind, and we are starting to get some redfish showing up too.
Yes. Well, it's redfish season now. This is schooling time.
Yeah. You know, when you're on the North Shoreline, it's paddle tails and mid bay reefs. I'm throwing straight tails, and color doesn't seem to matter right now. That's what's going on over here.
Well, Blaine just texted me and said, look at the cloud coming towards us from the east. I looked at radar. The forecast this morning, no chance of rain today. Well, maybe for somebody, but it's coming our way right down the coast from Louisiana to here.
I'm not sure that's bad. I'm ready for a change.
Yes.
Just not too drastic of a change. A little rain ain't going to hurt nothing. Nothing at all.
6 inches, it'd soak right up as dry as it is right now with all this heat we've had. It's crazy.
Yeah. Crazy year.
So. Yeah, it is.
Yep.
Been pretty strange.
I'll take it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, Charlie P., somebody wants to come over to Matagorda and fish with you. Give them some info how they can reach you, buddy.
Best way is cell phone, 713-725-2401.
All right, my friend. Well, Charlie, have a good day. Watch the skies back my way.
All right, we'll do it, Mickey.
All right, buddy. See you now. Later. All right, it's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.